We haven't decided yet. You want to know the secrets of the team? I think you'll just be aware after the toss. It is very important for the confidence of the team, for the sake of the series. We really need to get back winning, because it's really important before the World Cup, and also good for every player and all the management even, and for me also, because win is always important. Whenever you are playing as a team, it just gets you going, and it just puts a lot of things and at the right place. I think it's very important as a player, as a team, you just need to keep working hard. That's the key. And don't lose the hope. That's the only thing which gets you going in tough situations. If you give up, then it's really a problem for you as an individual, as a player, as a team. But if you keep working hard and trying to get back, it will definitely, someday you'll just get back. So that's the important factor, and I think the boys know that, and they're really working hard. They know that they can turn it around. So that's really a good sign for me as a captain and as a player. Yeah, I'm always good bowlers. You need to just respect them, and you need to practice what they are going to feed you in the games, and that's what we used to do even before. And I think these guys played a lot of good bowlers. They played Steyn, they played Mawker, they played even Mitchell Johnson before that. So it's all just going there and tackling how you're going to tackle them. So I think boys are confident, they are practicing, and they know what they're going to get from these bowlers. Obviously, they are good bowlers, and they can exploit these sort of conditions. It's good bounce here in Dubai. Whatever the conditions are, good bowlers always going to challenge you, and you should be ready as a batsman to accept those challenges and to face those challenges. And that's what, at the moment, we are trying to do. I think he played well. That wasn't easy. Situation wasn't easy at that time, because we suddenly lost a couple of wickets. We were under pressure, and the spinner was bowling well. Johnson was bowling well. All other bowlers, fast bowlers, they were really putting the ball in the right areas and pressing. So he showed some glimpse and really played well. So that's good for us that he's getting his confidence back, because before that in Sri Lankan series, he was really struggling. So it's really good that he got his confidence back and played some good shots and had some time in the middle. So that's really good sign for us. For the test series or for the one day series? Because we just had 2-3 days now. I don't see that we're going to change much in the one days. But obviously we're looking forward for the test series and looking how which type of wickets we're going to have here in Dubai and then in Abu Dhabi. So we'll sit together and just see what we can do, what we can change in this bowling lineup and batting lineup. We are trying, and that's what we can do. I think management, especially the coaches and the selection committee, and to some extent me as a captain, we are just trying to give confidence to every player. It's really a tough time for our batting lineup and for our batsmen, but you can only get through or just out of these sort of troubles by just giving confidence to each other and believing in each other and just keep trying. That's the only thing we can do. Because these batsmen have potential. When they get their confidence back, I think things will be pretty different. No, I don't think so. It's about teaching at this level. They know their games, they know how to tackle this, but sometimes lack of experience or you are under pressure, that can really cause you failures and these sort of things. So it's not about that they are lacking much in their techniques. That could be a little bit, you could say, a little bit of factor, but I think it's all about confidence and belief. And at the moment, our confidence level is a little bit shaky, but I think we're trying to get back. As we are away from this, I think one or two good batting performances as a team, as individuals, things gonna change very quickly for a batsman, for a team. You need one good game and then you got the momentum and things are back on track. Yeah, actually, I've already mentioned in last press conference that at the last moment, Hafiz got injured. After that, we really got problems with our team combinations, and because we have to just fill in the gap of bowling and batting also, so that really causes problems and really getting the right balance. So that's why, I mean, we have to just drop Suhaib. He was really playing well, but sometimes it happens, and we have to promote Sarfraz because we know that he's really a good youngster, the way he played in Sri Lanka. We don't want to just waste him. We just want to play him. And that's why we just thought that, okay, just put him at the top, and the kind of aggressive attitude he has, if he just clicks there, it could really sort out some of our problems at the top, and also it can give us good start. So we've been trying these things because at the moment we're missing a few key players. So let's see how it goes, and then we can really make some clear, you could say, choices or decisions for the future series and for the World Cup.